The B-City USA Club has a new member, UW Green Bay. It's joining the ranks as a campus affiliate. The designation is given to schools and cities that work to support bee population through pollinator habitats and other projects. Amy Wolf is a professor of natural and applied sciences at UW Green Bay and an expert on the state's native pollinators. She jump-started the idea of nominating the campus. Amy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'm really happy to be with you on the beginning of Earth Week.
And Amy, tell us about the projects you have going on at UW Green Bay aimed at helping our, especially I think, native bee populations here in the state.
Yeah, so we recently, as you mentioned, became a Bee Campus USA. And this is an initiative that is put out by the Xerces Society. And the Xerces Society is an international nonprofit organization focused on invertebrate conservation. So the aim really is to create this network of universities that partner as a community, which engages students and faculty and staff and administrators to work together on the common goal of native pollinator conservation. And we have just recently embarked on this. So we just recently have this designation. And as part of this partnership, institutions make certain commitments. So we have committed to creating and enhancing pollinator habitat by increasing the abundance of native plants and providing both nest and overwintering sites to reduce the use of pesticides. So we're going to create and adopt an integrated pest management plan and hopefully reduce the overall pesticide use on campus. We're also committed to offering courses or continuing education opportunities that incorporate conservation of pollinators. And there are several other commitments that are part of this initiative of the Bee Campus USA, becoming a Bee Campus member.
Amy, when I think of bees, I think I'm like a lot of people. I picture the honeybee, but we have a lot more going on in Wisconsin in our native bee population. Can you introduce us to a state bee or two that might be helped by a project like this?
Yes, I'm not sure if I can still hear you. You cut off there. But yes, we have about 400 species of native bees in Wisconsin. They range from little tiny bees of pale colors, the Perdida, to large bees like our bumblebees. So yes, our most well-known bees are the honeybees and our bumblebees. So some of my favorite bees, one of my favorite bees or bee groups is the Osmia. So these bees are really pretty. They have metallic color. They're really round and cute looking. But we have bees that are metallic green. They're like race car green. We have others that are red. They have with yellow zebra stripes. So we have a really large diversity worldwide. There are about 20,000 bee species in the United States, about 3,600. And as I mentioned, in Wisconsin, we have around 400 species of bees that have been documented.
You mentioned, Amy, that students would be involved in the project. What kind of things will they do as part of the Bee Campus project?
Well, we have students on the committee. So we established a committee and met for the first time last week. So again, a really new initiative here. But students are going to be involved in maintaining our natural areas, enhancing native plant diversity. So we have students that work with our Cochrane Center for Biodiversity over the summer. And some of the things they're going to do this summer are in addition to controlling invasive species that reduce the overall plant resource diversity, they're going to enhance diversity in some of our prairie plantings and our oak savannas. In particular, they're going to increase the number of asclepias or milkweed species. Those are great species, as you know, for monarchs that use them as host plants, but they also provide nectar and pollen resources for a number of other pollinators, including our native bees. And in fact, even tomorrow, my ecology lab is going to be lending a hand tomorrow afternoon by managing garlic, mustard, and buckthorn in one of our woodland areas. This is an area that in the past has had really great spring ephemeral plants, which are so important for pollinators that are just coming out now. If you've been outside in the woodlands, you're seeing things like spring beauty and trout lily and Dutchman's breeches flowering. And those are really important resources for our native bees. When the bees emerge in the spring, they're looking for resources. And of course, some of these early spring flowers, or what we call spring ephemerals, are super important, as are things like willows, like pussy willow, are important resources of pollen and nectar for these bees that are setting up their nests.
In our last minute or so, Amy, I know the goal of the Bee City Project is to inspire people to do things, maybe even in their own backyards, to help bees. What kind of things, simple things, might people who have a little bit of lawn space do to help these native bees of Wisconsin?
Yeah, so one of the main things that people can do in their own yards is grow native plants. Wild bees rely on these resources. They need resources that are staggered over the course of their flight season. So to be sure to include seasonal diversity, a variety of plants, different bees like different types of plants, and some use plants for a nectar resource and different ones for pollen. So again, high diversity native plants provide both nesting and overwintering habitat. This could just be leaving bare patches in your lawn, maybe some rodent burrows that they don't fill. Bumblebees, like some species of bumblebees, like to use those. And then, of course, avoid using pesticide as much as possible. And then encourage your friends, your neighbors, and family to do the same.
Amy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Very happy to be here.
That's Amy Wolf, professor of natural and applied sciences at UW-Green Bay. She talked with us about the school gaining the Bee City USA designation for its work creating habitats for pollinators.